Blog Talk Radio.
Well, one thing that I will say tonight, the time is near. We see the world and the states mocking God, believing lies and not telling the truth. We can only stand in darkness as we light and fall the way of the world. I will say this to all of us who are listening. Believers, I can say this here. Jesus Christ of Nazareth said these words, I am the truth, and I'm the light, and I'm the way. And you know one thing that I just want to say to us more tonight, can we be on one accord? Can we, as Jesus said, can we pray for 1 hour? Can we pray and believe the Father who caused all this to happen, who will allow us tonight to become one? And one thing I will say to you, we can do what God has called us to do. Oh, Jesus. Father, tonight, we want to say thank you for everything you have done for us. Now you have made a way for us and you brought us to a place called there. There you make it for us. And we just said thank you. We said thank you. And you know, Lord, the truth that we have to live within us. Oh, Jesus. My Jesus. And one thing I would say, Father, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you are still God. For I rise up and call Yeshua HaMashiach from the rising up. For early this morning, you rose, Father, through me, in me, by me. And I want to say thank you, Father. Oh, my God Almighty. There is no God. I just say I love you. I love you so, Father, that all I have. All that I have, I give it to you. Because there's none. From the beginning of it to where I'm right now, I said thank you. And then, Father, because it appears that nothing is going right, but in your time, all things work together. And I want to thank you for the words that I've heard throughout the day, how you brought me to a place to just stay sure-footed. And by we stay sure-footed. For you said in the book of Samuel, you said you would make our straight path. You said you would make our peace wide. So when we walk to slippery places, we won't slip and fall. But just want to say thank you. I just said thank you, Father, for everything you've done for us. And I just want to praise you. I want to love you for all that you have done. And then, Father, today is the day that I just call on my brothers and sisters that we come to a place where we can just say we love you. We love you and we praise you. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Ah. My. Ah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Oh, Jesus, I love you. I praise you. I adore you. I magnify your name, the name of the night, Father. Even though we've had some battles, of Father, tonight's the night that we will take you at your word. For you said in your words, you make us the head and not the tail. You put us above and not beneath. You said it in your word, and we stand firm on your word. You said in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. We stand on your word. You said in Psalm 89, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He made me to lie down. You said it, Father, and we said thank you. But, Father, for the misquotation, but you said, I abide in the most high place, the highest place, where God is. I'm under his wings. I'm under his protection. I believe I'm under your protection, Father, through Jesus Christ. I believe it. I don't care what somebody say. You still a God. No, that's no. You know, Father, you got all things working. You got all things working. And I said, thank you. I said, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Tonight. Yes. Oko sikiri ondaha. Ayata. Ah. My God. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Holy Father. Father, it didn't look like it, but I made it. When it rained, you still kept your hand upon this place. Father, I just pray for Texas. I want to thank you for giving us the attitude to defeat that ordinance. I said, praise you. When we stand together, we can fight better. The devil can still charge him, but what is he doing? He's lost the battle. The battle is yours, Father. Your word says, the battle is yours. Oh, glory to God. Well, I thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Bakasikirionko Sakara. And then, Father, to all who the enemy tried to come in and cause colds, funnels up on the body, but we just say in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we are healed by the blood of Jesus Christ, by the judge Jesus Christ on his back, by what the judge, by what he did, Father. He was a judge. He judged things. He judged us properly. He judged all the sins of the world. He became that sacrifice. He became that one perfect sacrifice. He became that one said, I will go and down amongst my brother, and I will walk with him. And Father, we just said thank you. We said thank you. We said thank you for everything you have done for us. Thank you for everything you have done for us. Thank you for everything you have done for us. But there is no God like you, Father. I said thank you. I said thank you. Oh, yes. It's you, Father. And tonight again, I just say I love you. I don't care what nobody say. Oh, glory to God. He called us Sikiri Andereha. You said the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, will you lead us and guide us? We just want to say thank you. We just want to say praise you. Tonight's that night that we declare and decree that your word is full of life. We declare and decree that your word is full of life. And there is none like you. And Father, I just want to say in your word, your word has given me power. Your word has given me the authority. Your word has brought me to a place where I can just say yada, 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 yada. And you know, Father, because you said the Holy Spirit is an out-breathing God. When you breathe, shikora bahahane, when you breathe upon us, the outgoing of the breath of you, Father, brings things to life. When you speak it, Father, it comes to life. Ah, shada bapapa satiri. Oh, your breath. There is anointing in your breath. There was anointing in your breath. But it comes through Jesus Christ. And we just say, it's through Jesus Christ that we come. Through him we come and believe. It's through him we believe. And Father, I just want to thank you for all the things that we have received. I know you've done it for me. You healed it. If I ask for healing, you said it's a done deal. If I ask for money, you said it's a done deal. Everything I ask for, you said it's a done deal. You have made it so plain and so clear to those of us who believe. You have paid the full price through what you have done and your sacrifice and your atonement. You became one sacrifice, one priest for all of us, Father. And for this we say thank you. But when they sprinkled your blood, hallelujah, it was a sign and a symbol. But when you came on Calvary cross and you went on the cross, Jesus, you went on the cross and you proved to us, you proved to the enemy. The enemy had to lift it up high. He had you on the left, on the side. He said, if you be God, why don't you do this? He knew you was God, but he challenged you. But you stayed, oh, I thank you. You stayed firm. You stayed firm in your word. But you looked to the one who said, why are we bothering you? Why are we just doing what we're doing? He hasn't done anything. We haven't done anything wrong. But because he said this word, and your kind heart, Jesus, your kind heart, I can see it. I can see myself in that man position. If you come into your kingdom, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Father, I just would look for the same reply. This day you shall be with me in paradise. And I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for the word. I want to say thank you. Giving thanks to the Father who has made us, to me, partakers of inheritance, of life. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness. And has translated to the kingdom of his dear son. Oh, Jesus, in whom we have redemption through the blood, when we have even the forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Father. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? And I want to say thank you, for by him were all things created, that we're in heaven, that in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or power, all things, hallelujah, were created by him and for him. So we own nothing. It belongs to you, Yeshua Mashiach. Oh, thank you. And so, oh, we just thank you. And he is before all things and by all things consists. And we just said thank you. For you were there in the beginning. You'll be there when there is no end. The beginning and the end. The end and the beginning. Body, body, body. I know, Father, your word moves upon us. It attracts us. Oh, and you're the head of the body, the church. Hallelujah. From the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and have the preeminence. I want to say thank you. Oh, I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you. And Father, while we call upon your name tonight, we ask you to give us a word that we can pass to the people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You know, the God we serve is an awesome God. Now, let me just say this to some people that are listening that can't believe. But those of us who believe and key, take the key to victory. I want to say something to us tonight, one thing, about faith is our victory. Faith is our victory. See, there are a lot of people have faith. When we start putting the word F-A-I-T-H, faith in action through holiness. That's good. Faith, action through holiness. You see, may I say this? When we defeat sin and evil pleasure now, notice now, by trusting Jesus Christ to help us, he'll give us the understanding to overcome this present world. Remember what Paul said in Galatians? He said he's given us, Jesus Christ has gave himself for us to bring us out of this evil present world. We live in an evil present world. Listen to me. Some of you have lived over 18 years. Some have crossed over 20. Some have crossed over 30. Some have crossed over 40. Not 50, not 60. And let me tell you something. When you take notice of what God has done through his son, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, we could overcome the world. With that, we cannot overcome this world. Don't you fool yourself, because there is a constant battle, darkness and light. But when you choose what side you're going to be on, you can be on God's side. For you're on God's side through Jesus Christ, you know you won the battle. Well, let's say this. Let me say it to you like this here. I said to many people, I love bananas. I love banana, but I love banana pudding. Why? Because you got to put an extra effort. Faith brings us to an extra effort. It stands. It doesn't stand alone, but it's standing there waiting for us to move on it. Faith is our victory. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. I'm not trying to put anybody down. I won't let them put nobody down. I ain't got time to do this or that. I'm all about one thing. About the business of the kingdom of God. And I will tell everybody, if you want to war with me, you're warring with the wrong one. Because I'm on the side of Yeshua HaMashiach. Because he's my warrior. He said in his word, he said, I will watch over you. I will protect you. When you read that Bible in the book of Psalms. And one thing I will say, I want to bring us to this point. As I come to say these words. The devil would have victory over every effort that we put forth. But because we who are believers and have been born again, we don't care what the devil says. We look out. We don't look out the eye lens of what somebody else said. Well, you know, the pastor said no. The apostle said no. But what does the Bible? What does the Bible say? The Bible says no sin shall dwell in the presence of God. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, you know, the more you take notice of a God word, because His word is pure, and that's why we take the scripture look at why Jesus could not look upon sin, because sin was condemnation. He turned His face, and that's why when we read the script, He said, "Father, Yeshua, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me?" God didn't say a word, but God knew. God knew the penalty had to be paid. And you know what? When we go through some trials and tribulations, Jesus said to me, "You're going to have many suffering. You're going to have many battles." He said, "But in you come in me, you can overcome them." Why? Because the more we take the word of God, we take His word. I take Him at His word. I ain't got nobody else. The judge can. I can go to the court. The judge can pass something on me, but God can move on the heart of the judge and release. Let me tell you something. I'm just as so happy as I can be. Today I had a brother was released from prison. My biological brother was released from prison today, and he called me. What I've been praying for him, putting word behind the scene, in the scene, by the sea. He said, "Big," he said, "brother." I said, "Hello." He said, "This is your brother." I knew him. I knew. Now, he will tell you his testimony. He's going to come on one day. He came and he said these words. He said, "You told me what I was doing was wrong, but I'm going to pray for you." Somebody said, "Why did you do that?" Because I have to pray not only for my biological brother, but I have to pray for my inherited brother also. And he gave me excitement hearing his voice. Just to hear his voice. He said, "I'm home now. I'm free. I am free." He said, "I learned while I was in prison. I learned." Hallelujah. Don't you know that blessed me? That blessed me. Am I picking up the stuff? No, I'm picking up the offering and lifting it to God. "Father, to what you've done, I lift it to you. I give it all to you, Father. All that I have, all that I hope to be, I will give it to you. I just say thank you. I just say thank you. I want to 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 thank you." Not only for him, but there are some other brothers that I haven't met that's coming out of prison. Not because of this, but because somewhere along the line, you said it. You said it in your word. You said to set the captive free, to open up the prison door, and you open them up, Father. Hallelujah. It might be on the physical, but also it's on the spiritual. And you know, Father, one thing I thank you in your word, and your word has declared and decreed. I just say this here, and I'm going to see one thing that I've come to say. When we take the word of God, I want you to hear what I'm saying. When you take the word of God and you digest it in its pure form, faith moves into you and you become a God kind of creature. And when you become a God kind of creature, you become one who can hear what God is saying. For what you have to understand, but by Him, all things was created. I don't care what nobody say. "Well, you know, we got the Mars." Can you prove somebody lives out there? No. Have you ever been there? No. Have you been out there to Venus? No. Have you been out there to the moon? Well, they say they've been there. We don't know, but they might have. But I want to tell you something. The world gets weaker and wiser. Weaker and wiser. Because the Bible, Yeshua HaMashiach said it. And I will say this to the believer. The time we have is time to stop patty caking around, pushing out, for pulling in. Because there are some people that need to hear our voices. And God has given us the greatest voice. My God Almighty. Can you realize, beloveds on the line with me, that we speak around the world? See, men can sit together and praise the name of Jesus Christ. See, the devil doesn't care. He cares, but there's nothing he can do about it. When we read the book of Job, we start in that and we see, and I want to say this here, because I want to open the lines up before the judge comes. The judge is probably here, be at 8:30, but I want to let somebody else say something, because the lines are open. Christ, see, trust in him. That's all I'm going to say. Trust, trust is a noteworthy. What are you going to see this thing of? Are you going to see it out of the eye of Jesus Christ? Are you going to see it the eye of the devil? See, the devil got to get you in a position and say, well, I know all that you believe that's been taught, but I got to see if I can make you just doubt everything. And that's why he keep putting them lens. I told you ain't going to get no money. The money came. I told you won't get no car. The car came. See, everything the devil say, you got to put the word. I'm telling you like this, when I was in the military, when he shoot, you got to say, rat-tack. You got to shoot back the word of God. He shouted Jesus. Jesus said to him, he says, written, you, everything that comes out of the mouth of God. So everything that comes out of the mouth of God. See, one day, we're going to stand with God through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The line's open. Anybody got something to say before the judge? The judge got to cut. Anybody got any words? I see some of you on the lines. I love you. I thank God for you being on the line with me tonight, and I praise God for you, and I thank God for you. But I say this here, because I sent out something on Facebook, and I asked one question. Everybody was raising the roof about does Black Lives Matter? And I said, pause. Yes, they do matter. But the life that God gave through his son, Jesus Christ, matters even more. Because if you're going to be on the good side, as the old man said, when you're on God's side, you're going to live. But if you're on the devil's side, you're going to hell. So we got to make up our minds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The line is open to anybody that have a word out there to say. I don't care if you're calling from Africa, if you're coming from Alaska, if you're coming from New York, you got a word. The line is open. I thank God for all of y'all tonight. I thank God. See, I've come to this point in my life, as Martin said, but I just say, it really doesn't matter to me anymore like it used to. It doesn't matter. What people say to you about me, it doesn't matter. Why? Because I've learned. See, my brother, when he got out of prison today and he got home, he called me and told me. He said, brother, I understand why I was in prison. I understand why I was in prison. He said, but you told me. See, I will never tell to the best of my ability. And now he says, he did what I asked him to do, did what I told him to do, and everything is just as it should be. But I told him one thing. I said, God has told me to tell you, and you know here, you got to leave from your present location, you got to relocate. Why do some people need to relocate? Because the devil is there as a must. But you can always come back in and do what God has told you to do. Do you know there are a lot of people that we got to pray for? Everybody is not as strong as the apostle or the prophetess or the prophet or the some are not as strong, but we got to teach them. We got to nudge them. We got to put something, some information in their presence. Got to make it so simple. So simple. Like one thing I said, and I was sitting and when y'all prayed for me, and I believed for the prayer. And I went in there, they did the operation on me, but I'm 100% because I watched God show me. At the age I'm, he said, I'm going to show you something. Watch it. I looked out the window on the third floor, and I watched it. All of a sudden, the wind started moving, but I couldn't see the wind. I couldn't hear the wind, but I saw the movement of the wind moving up on those trees, and they started rocking. And I heard another voice, and I watched it. The trees stood still. That's how God is. He's invisible, but yet he can see him. Well, why come in? I can't tell. You can touch God. All you got to do is touch the earth. All you got to come to a place called there. We can sit together and praise God. God is looking for the men. See, they said right here in Houston, well, they're going to have a thing for the pastor for a whole coming up this Saturday. Are you going to be a part of it? I said, keep breathing, because it ain't going to happen on my watch. But that's the pastor. I said, I'm not there to worship no pastor. I love him. He's not my pastor, but I'm just mentioning because they asked me, said, won't you come and let us honor him? Well, I'll do that when the time is right. But right now, I got too many things I got to do. Too many things. Now, if that's his program, I'm not going to come until I put it down. And a prophet. An apostle. And a teacher. And an evangelist. I want to see us press in. Press in. Let me tell you, I love you. Why do I love you so? Because I love the Lord Jesus Christ that lives within us. And when we come to the watering well, I love to say it. When we come to the, yes, ooh, glory to God. When we come to the watering well, we sit there together and we have that water that flows freely. And we read the Bible, it says, out of our belly shall flow living waters. Living waters. Take notice what happened in the Middle East, in Egypt. Egypt is mentioned in the Old Testament. Egypt is mentioned right now. Egypt is mentioned then, it's mentioned now. Isn't that a coincidence? Nope. It's on time with God. Somehow or another, they don't know what blew that plane up. If some terrorist, ISIS, or whomever. But my point is to you, what God said is a done deal. And I want you to know this. It is a done deal. When God say you need it, it's a done deal. I don't care how much I have to wait, it's a done deal. See, sometimes patience gives us authorization to get a bigger slice of what? Whatever God has for us. Like I told the devil, I said, devil, cancer will not enter my body. But you don't understand. Yes, I do, because I'm trusting and believing God. I believe my blood has quieted now. My blood pressure is 120, 125 over 80, 78. And I told somebody, I said, oh, it's going to be all right. But every day, because I take the word of God, I've lost the weight. Why am I telling you this? Because if you obey God, I start eating the herbs of the earth. And some things I've come to understand, the longer you live, the better you can. Hallelujah. And I want you to know. I want you to know this much. The love of God moves in our heart. The love of God. And when you take the book of Hebrews, when you take the book of Colossians, when you take the book of Galatians, when you take the book of Colossians, when you take the book of Acts, when you take the words, hallelujah, and let them manifest themselves to you, let them move within your presence, let the fire of the Holy Ghost move in you, let the quickness. It's like a woman when the baby is born. It's a quickness that when that baby is born. It's a quickness when she receives that seed. It's a quickness. And that's why she's born. He's not no man is born, but the woman has been, the woman is impregnated with the seed of the man. I love you, Father. I love you so much for all the things that you have done for us tonight. And I know tonight's going to be a night. And I know that I just love you. I praise you. I love you and I adore you. And see, one thing that I've come to take notice of, what God said he's going to do, it's already done. All we got to do is walk it out. Well, if somebody says, let's play, all we got to do is just walk it out. You got to hear what the Bible says, and he is the head of the body. You sure how much is? The church was the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Not an angel, not a devil. All things he might have preeminence. Because there's no God like our God. And the more we can take God, and somebody said, you keep saying to God, because he is. That's how you get it. The more you say, see, God, if God stops speaking to creation, the creation will not exist. Why does it say you got to speak? God says, speak to the mountain, shake or the Baha'i. Speak to the problem. Speak to the situation. Speak to them and tell them he's a lie. The Bible says, the word of God says, the word of God said, but you, no, you're going to die. The word of God said, I shall live and not die. Oh, but the word of God said, God has given me great life. He's given me long life. Long life. Not those 70, but he promised me in Genesis 1, 2, he says, God has given me 120. And when my time comes, I'm leaving. But right now, whatever you told me is a lie, and I won't hear. I shut my spiritual ears up. I close up my eyes to see the truth of Yeshua HaMashiach. Why? Because he's the one who says he is the head of the body, the church. From the beginning, he's the firstborn. Now listen at this, the firstborn from the dead. Everybody died in the Old Testament. Died. Two was translated. One was translated. And God called him Enoch. He said, Enoch? Because Enoch had a, hallelujah, Enoch had a perfect understanding of God. And I seek it all my life. I want a perfect understanding of God's will, words. Because the three big words I always say, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. Those are the big three. When you get them in your spiritual vocabulary, you're awesome. That's how any was able. And I say, and I put a picture like this in my heart. God put his arm around me. Enoch, come walk with me. I got something I want to show you. He said, you been busy? And Enoch probably said, no, Lord, I wasn't busy. He said, look, you remember the Pleiades? He said, look over there. He got his attention off the earth rim. Said, see the Pleiades over there? He's walking in a place called there. My God Almighty. But he got out so far in the world, in the universe, on the third tier. Wasn't the atmosphere, wasn't the ionosphere, wasn't the stratosphere. It's where God dwells. He said, let me show you something else from where we stand at right now. My God Almighty. Ain't a walk with God. He wants to look back. He's saying, don't worry about it. It's all taken care of. My God Almighty. That's the kind of God. That's the God we serve. He is before all things. And by him, all things consisted. Do you love God? Yes, I do. Am I trusting him? Yes, I am. I believe we have the right to speak things into existence. Oh, now you're stepping too far out there. No, I'm not. If I'm going to have the God kind of understanding, I've got to have that creative ability. Because he's giving it to us. We got to speak those things as it be not, but yet they were. We got to call from where God is through Jesus Christ to where we are right now. It's not going to be a matter of seconds, but in the time we live in, it's going to be just like that. What might appear, see, when with God, there is no time. Time is bound by us because of what happened in the beginning when Adam sinned. We are bound by time. My God, I love you tonight. I love him. Hallelujah. 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 There is no God like our God. There is no God. There is no God like our God. Do you really love him? See, have you prayed for your sister from the same womb you came from? Have you prayed for your brother? Have you prayed for your auntie, your uncle? Have you prayed for those? See, I'm in a place called, it really doesn't matter to me because I'm going to do what God told me to do. When I know you can pray somebody out of prison, that's supposed to be given X number of years, but God, my God Almighty, nobody but God. My God. Yes, my God, my God, yes. Ah, Jesus, do you love God? Do you love him? Promise you, do you really love him? Do you really love him? My God, woo, Jesus. God is so good to us. He is so good to us. He is so good to us. God is so good to us. How many people know that? If you trust God today, I mean, when you don't have no bread, did he bring you some bread? Yeah, he did. Yeah. I'm getting excited. Don't worry. I'm not gonna go crazy. None like God. To God be the glory. Nobody like him. My God. Jesus. Because I know that God has said to us how much he loves us. He loves us so much. And you know, the thing that I noticed, now today somebody said it's going to rain. I said, no, it's not. It's not going to rain. Because God's in charge of this. Yes. Amen. And one thing I will say to all of us that are listening, I've gotten a text from the judge, and judge said he's not on our radio station, he's on somebody. So I texted him a number, and I just believe he'll get on in a few minutes. But you know what? When a proposal is made, God said to man, he told man, he said, if you do this, my God, let me see you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do you love him? I do. Yes, I do. How much you love with all my heart? Oh, my God. The judge had a flat tire.
Hey, Dr. Hunter?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hey, hello, Dr. Hunter, hello everyone present. You know those situations where it says, rejoice when tribulations come upon you?
Yes.
I'm rejoicing. And I was in Stephen's company with Dr. Hunter, and we were having dinner, and I talked to him and said I had to do the broadcast. And, we were talking, chopping up some spiritual stuff and having a wonderful time in the Lord. And I get back in my car. I go about 5 minutes on the freeway, and then the front tire just, the road seems to be very, very bumpy. Get out, of course, the tire's gone, rim is gone. So I'm rejoicing. So
amen.
I'm on the freeway. Of course, it's dangerous. And I call Stephen, and he's now come to, at least to make sure that no cars run into us. But I'm rejoicing. So I'm having the joy of the Lord, even though, again, out of nowhere.
My God, my
out
God.
Out of nowhere. So,
my God.
Rather than glorify Satan, I'm just going to say I'm rejoicing in the Lord. So
amen.
I'm still worshiping. I'm still having my joy, even in the midst of this unexpected situation. So
unexpected.
I just called you. I was on the outside, and it was loud, so I got in the car just to let you know what was going on. So those of you who are listening, I don't care what you in. I don't care if you got out of one, if you're getting in one, you rejoice. You continue to have your joy. It's not happiness. It's joy. The Bible says that if you have this stuff, he says, I've overcome the world. And if you have Christ Jesus in you in the form of his Holy Spirit, you're an overcomer also. So whatever Satan sends at you or presents to you, you just rejoice knowing that, hey, I'm doing what the Father said, I'm making my Savior happy, and I'm pissing Satan off. So if this is what you do, I'm still going to rejoice.
Woo!
I'm still going to give him praise. I'm still going to worship. So that's the attitude that you have, and that will not you overcome Satan. He's already defeated. That will keep you in relationship with your Savior so that he continues to fight your battle. So excuse me, but I'm rejoicing.
My
and
God.
Stephen's here to make sure it doesn't get crazy. So we look out for these crazy cars that are going, 60 and 70 miles an hour.
I knew it. But I just tell you, because all of a sudden, Judge, the enemy has come against all of us. My daughter just had a big wreck in her car. Another lady I know is an apostle. She lost her son. And going down the highway, the man hit us. Somebody came along and hit us again. But we know that we are still in charge regardless of what happened. We can sit together and praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Well, you Miss Dr. Hunter, if you would, lead them in some praise. Sing Kumbaya. Sing Precious Lord. Sing Amazing Grace. Sing Bread of Life by Fred Hammer. Lead them in rejoicing, even in whatever that situation is.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
And like I said, I called my brother so he can look out for the car. We'll take care of this.
Well, I got some sisters on. I got the prophetess on here, and I got the teacher on here. And I'm on here. Some more coming on. Prophetess Shonda, teacher Aroya Love. They're on here.
Well, if the Holy Spirit dwells in each of you, and now I know that it's doing something, I'm not the participant this evening, but that's all right. God's still going to get glorified. When I give you my testimony and I share what happened, I'll tell you about that too. But all we did was just glorify God in his presence, and at this point, I've got to change the tire. So I know. So
okay.
I can get on the road.
All
so
right.
Bless you, bless your listening audience, bless those who participated. Don't let Satan deceive you.
Amen.
I don't care what it is. God's still on his throne. He's still sovereign. And with that, me get back out the car where there's noise is and get on this time. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to thank you.
Okay.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Anybody got any statement they want to make? Any prayers they want to offer? A word they want to offer?
Yes, I just want to say praise the Lord for the judge trial and my trials and all of our trials. Thank the Lord. And Peter said, count it all joy. And I count it all joy for these, when we fall in these diverse trials and tribulations. We can't design what kind of trial it's going to be, but we give God all the glory and all the praise. And, brother, I want to tell you, I was laying here listening to you as you was getting caught up into the third heaven on giving God his praise. I tell you, praises go up, and I'm telling you, it ministered to the nation. Thank God for, glory. I just wish everybody would just take the time where they're at and just praise the Lord. You might not see no reaction right then. You might be sick and your body wrecked with fever and pain. But let me tell you, stop and give God the praise. Glorify God because he's worthy. I'm telling you, we think God is worthy of praise. He is worthy of praise. I'm telling you, we're nothing but dust. We ain't nothing but dust, and I'm telling you, there ain't no devil in hell that deserves any praise. But our God deserves praise. Our God deserves glory.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
God deserves magnification. God is to be exalted above the heavens and the earth. Our God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Glory to our God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Magnify the Lord with me, for he is worthy to be praised. All honor and all glory is due unto his name.
Yes.
He is the most holy God, the most righteous God, the faithful God,
yes.
The great I am,
yes.
The Prince of Peace,
yes.
The everlasting Father. The wonderful, the lily of the valley. Come on now, hallelujah, Jesus. Everything that we need. And I thank God for how the judge came on and he says, count it all joy. And I'm trying to tell you, we got to learn how through whatever diverse situations, we got to learn how to count it all joy. I refuse, even when Joseph was in the pit, he counted all joy because God was with him. It doesn't make a difference if you're in the pit or the palace. He still counted all joy because God was with him. And that's what we got to begin to understand. No matter what situation, no matter what circumstance, no matter what it is, God is with us all the time. Does he dwell in us all the time? No. But is he with us all the time? Yes. Because he is our refuge. Because he is our help in present time of trouble. I'm trying to tell you, saints of God, there is no reason and no excuse to be oppressed and depressed anymore. Because God has sent his son and his son has done it all. It was done up on the cross. He said it was finished. It's over with. We are triumphant through Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors. We are victorious. And we got to begin to declare who the Lord is throughout this universe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He's worthy. He's worthy. And he deserves the praise. The woman of God just spoke of, and look at it, how he made us out of dust. Come on. What kind of God is that can speak to some dust and form a man?
Lord Jesus.
And we cannot trust and believe in him.
My God.
And he did it so strategically. How he formed us, from fashioned us from the inside to the outside.
Yes.
We
yes.
got to stop looking at outer appearances and begin yes. to look on the inside the same way that God looked on the inside. We got to begin to give God the glory and give God the praise.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
a lot of people say that you can't read a book by its cover. You can't read a person by its cover.
Amen.
Just because, amen. Just because a man may look this way or a woman may look this way, God searches out our heart. It's the heart that God speaks to that change our minds. And that's what we got to begin to. We got to begin to walk in this thing called love that would change people's
Amen.
Heart and mind towards God. Don't try to win somebody to somebody because you need a relationship. It's not about you. God desires that person not to be lost. And that's what God is trying to establish right now. And it's a shame that it takes a disaster to turn people's heart to the attention of God.
My God.
We should want to just love him because of who he is and what he has done.
I seen the
a great awakening. A great awakening that we got to proclaim throughout this land. We got to begin to magnify God like never before. Yes, evil is ever present, always around. But the great I am is always around too. And he told us not to fret not of those things. Don't consume yourself with that unless you're going to pray about it. Man should always do pray. Don't lose heart. Don't lose faith. Pray. Seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And then all else should be added. You know, it's so many people, they're praying for stuff. They're praying for stuff. God is bigger than all of that stuff because he's the one that created this stuff. What we need to be praying for is a relationship with God. You know, in the book of Luke, I think it's chapter 19, when he says that he has given us power to tread upon scorpions and serpents. He said, all our enemies. And he says, nothing shall harm us. But he said, don't rejoice in that because you have power over the enemy. You better rejoice because your name is written in the book. Come on. That's what we got to get, people. We got to get their name written because, see, all this other stuff that you're worried about and that you're afraid of, you don't have to be because God has already given you power over that stuff. Rejoice. When you know that your name is written. Your name is written in a book of Lamb of Life. And you know, I got to minister next week. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to minister to the people about? And the question he told me to ask the people, have you decided to live? And they're going to look at you like you're crazy. What you mean? I am living. I am living. I'm breathing. I wake up every morning. Yeah, but have you chose to live? Because until you choose Jesus, you're not living. You're just a Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And so many, that's all they're doing. They're just existing. Because if they was living in Jesus, they wouldn't worry about a light bill, car payment, house note, where my food, where my clothes, and where the sickness is going to go. They wouldn't worry about none of those things because they know that their Father has already provided. It's time to enter into a relationship, a sincere relationship with our Heavenly Father. And I called out just a few names of who God is, his attributes and his characteristics. You got to know that you know. And that's what God wants the people to know. He told Moses, he said, your forefathers, they knew me as Jehovah, but I want you to tell them, hallelujah, the great I am is the one who sent you. And that's where you got to begin to tell them, the great I am sent me. The great I am sent me. Who is this great I am? The Lord God Almighty. The Lord God strong in battle. That's what we got to begin to tell them, the one that spoke this very earth into existence, the heavens and the earth and underneath. We got to go back to the beginning, because unfortunately, people don't know where they come from. They think it just because they had a mama and a daddy, and they conceived, and that's how they came into existence. No, baby, you were spoken into existence before you was even in your mother's womb. That's right. They need to know where they really came from. They was a spirit being before they was a physical being. Glory. And that's what God wants them to return back to. We got to get people ready. You can't get ready unless you know where you came from. I remember one of the first messages I ever ministered was, know where you're at, know where you're going, and know how to get there.
Yes, yes.
My God. Hey.
You know how many people wake up in the morning and they don't even know where they're at? Man, I ain't know that I got so drunk and so high and I spent the night over here.
What
I slept in my car all night.
Oh, Jesus.
The things that has entrapped it and intruded on people, that they have no idea why they are in the mindset and the frame that they are in. It's because the earth was without form, the earth was had a void, and darkness was upon it. The woman of God just stated, we were made out of the dirt. And that's what the earth is right now. The people are the land, and they still without void, and the darkness is still upon them. We got to introduce them to Jesus by building a relationship. That's what Jesus did when he began to pick out 12 disciples. Come, have a walk with me. Come and talk with me. Come and sup with me. Come and break bread with me. Come, all ye that heavy laden, and I will give a rest. Take of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. They got to learn of Jesus. And we, as saints of God and the body of the believer, we can't keep falling. We can't keep making excuses why we won't continue to give over to this flesh instead of allowing the Spirit of the living God to have complete rulership. We will see the manifested glory and the power of what Jesus amplified throughout this earth. We got to learn how to be crucified. We got to learn how to die to this flesh, no matter how bad it feels. The ultimate sacrifice is more greater than you hurting.
My God.
We got to begin to love one another, to be that sacrifice, to be that living example. We have no excuses. We have no excuses. And if we have any doubt, unbelief, whatever we need, all we got to do is consult with our Father, our Heavenly Father. Relationship. Relationship. Even when you're feeling weary, it doesn't make a difference, whatever it is, that God says, come, let us reason together. Come on, let's sit down and let's have a talk with Jesus. Let's tell Jesus all about it. I like this song. Come and tell Jesus all about it. Because he got an ear. Incline your ear, Lord. Let my lips touch your ear. And you may hear what my heart is saying unto you tonight. Because it's not about me. It's about reaching God's people and giving them that same kind of hope and that joy that the judge came on talking about. That unspeakable joy, no matter where you at, no matter what curveball has been thrown your way, you know what? You're going to get up. You're going to get back to that bat. You're not going to give up. And that's what we got to give people. We got to give them that hope because they don't know where to go because they never allow that void to be filled or that dark place to be removed. They now never allow the light to come in. And so many people are facing the same kind of hardships and everything that's going on. That ain't nothing common to man, God says, that he has not given us a way of escape. So what you done been through, I might be going through it, but we overcome through the blood of the Lamb, through the words of our testimony. We got to stop being ashamed of where God brought us from and begin to tell people about the glory and the goodness of God and what he can do. I never been an alcoholic, a drug dealer, none of those things. But I sure was looking for love in all the wrong places. How many women that do the same thing, looking for love in all the wrong places, trying to fill a void that only God can fill, trying to fill that place of rejection because there was no father. Some don't have no mother. Y'all, we got to begin to really listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches. That means your church, my church, so on. That means I'm talking about your personal. You know he calls us a living tabernacle. We got to begin to truly hear what he's saying because you never know. That little girl with them little short shorts on, why she got them on, what spirit done took over to her, unless you're listening from your Father to give you instruction in how to heal, how to set free, how to bind, and how to loose. God has given us so many different tools to use that we take for granted. And the most important one is speaking. Speaking that thing to be not as they were. Calling those things into existence. Our words carry weights. And I posted on my Facebook a couple days ago, idle words has no merits with God. Use your words wisely. How can curses and blessings come out of the same vessel? It can't. We are all made in the image, in the likeness of God. Whether it can be the worst person in the world or the greatest person in the world, we're all made in his image and his likeness. And we should be speaking blessings where do we go? Because we don't know what has anyone bound unless the Holy Spirit himself reveal it. God bless.
Amen. Praise the living God. You know, God has been so good to all of us tonight. One of the things that I've just been praying constantly and believing God constantly. And I know that I know that we know that we know. The devil knows we have won the victory. Now, in the place here in Houston on Fifth Ward, on 59, he's up on a high place. His car's in the air. I said it's about 20 to 30 feet in there. And that's why he said, count it all joy. These mechanical things can break down. And I just know that today when I was believing God, praising God, asked God for a new tire. God showed me how to get a new tire. The tire that I had was all rubbed up, but I thank God. See, the more we take God at his word, but we've got to say, I can't. We got to say, I will. See, there are more Christians than the believing body of Christ. So I'm saying to those of you who are on KESK radio station, we don't have time to flirt with this world. There's so much work to be done. So much work to be done. And I'm going to speak life over all of us tonight. I'm going to speak joy over us. I'm going to speak the word of the living God over us tonight. I'm going to prophesy to us tonight and declare that the word of God through Jesus Christ has enriched. It has put us in his full presence. But the Bible has told us we come together to give God the glory, the thanks for all he has done for us. There's none like him for what Jesus did for us. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And Father, I want to thank you this day. I just want to thank you for giving me wisdom, hallelujah, in your word. For giving me knowledge in your word. For giving me understanding in your word. But just let me just take your word and put it in a place called there. There you meet me, there you meet us, there you say, I am God. And besides me, there is none other. Oh, I praise you. Oh, I praise you, Father. I praise you. How do I praise you? Because there's none like you. There's none like you. There's none like you. Some don't see it, but we just believe it, Father. We just believe it. We take you at your word. We take you at your word. Your word, hallelujah, your word has power. Yes, it does. It has power. It has inner gaia. It has the power that can raise the dead. Mm. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Well, you know, one of the things tonight, I just want to thank every one of you that stayed on the line here tonight. We had a great time, and I'll be sending us all some information this weekend over, and I want to thank God. And so tonight that I say, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, among all blessings flow. But Father, we just sit down and thank you. And so until the next time, God bless you, and I do too. I'll talk at you on the other side. Peace be with you. Hallelujah.
God bless. Good night. God bless all of you.